Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimi Marazi Shayichu, Moshe Moshida Ben Peshadin, Rabbi Sarah Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Sach Bachama Sayyidin. We are discussing the Malach of Goizes Bemila Neshita Mekubetzes, and Heom Beis and Ksubis. We're going through the Shiurim B'siata Dishmaya of Moron HaGrach, Rosh Yeshivas Mir Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So, it's been so rewarding until now, and it's only going to get better. Mir Tzashem, B'li Neder. In the Shita Mekubetzes and the Avhamud Beis and Ksubis, and Dibor Ma'azgul Dom Mifkid Pocket writes a Dvar Chidush, and that is that by Mila, there's also a Malach of Goizes, of shearing. Wow, what a Chidush. Like we say by Shabbos, with respect to a nail, that if one removes it, he is Chayev Chatos. So who adin, if one removes the foreskin on Shabbos unnecessarily, it's goizes. And that's a chiddush to be medame chatichas basur min aguf, to compare cutting off flesh from the body to the cutting off of a fingernail. But that's what the Shita Mekubetzes does. It would appear that we have a little bit of a raya for this yisod from a Rashi in Eruvin and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibur HaMaskel in Bekli writes like a Chatichas Yabeles, cutting off a wart. To have a Chuitech Mi Baalei Chaim, to have a Toilode de Goizes Es Hatzemer. It is cutting off from an animal, and it's a Toilode of Goizes. So we see that not only Tzemer and Sipornayim we have the Malach of Goizes, but even the cutting off of the flesh of the Yabeles. Nevertheless, Yesh Lodun, that a Yabeles is not considered Basor Mamish, and therefore it's Damia Letzemer Vitsipornayim Sheshayach Bahem Isur Gozez. But the cutting off of the flesh of the Orla, the foreskin, 1, 2, 3 foreskin, that's migufa mamish, it's mamish the person's goof. That's a little bit more of a chiddush, of a stretch, to say that it's goizes. But again, that's the chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Rabbeinu Chananel in Rosh Hashanah 33a, he says that when one cuts off a shofar, there's a loisa asay. And l'choira, he's referring to k'tzira. The Amudei Or in Siman Tzadivav, Sifkot and Zayin is mechadish that when one cuts off skin, removes it from the body, there's an Isser Melech HaShabbos besides choivel. And he says it's because of Oikar Dover Megiduloi, which is a Toilada of Koitzer. B'tvar Avroam in Chelek Alef Chof Dalid, is marich if it's shayach koitzer b'mile. But again, the Shita Mekubetzes isn't coming from koitzer, he's coming from goizes. So the Dvar Avrom is marich b'zeh. So the aforementioned Amudei Or and Simen Sadivov Seif Zayin and the Dvar Avrom and Simen Chof Gimel are tameya on this chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes. Two tmios hatsumos, two huge kashas. Number one, in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuvov Amud Aleph, we say that according to Reb Shimon, who holds that mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, he learns this from the fact that the Torah had to be matir brismila on Shabbos. So you see that Dafka Brismila and Shabbos needs a special heter. That would teach me that Choyvel Stam is Chayev, because he holds that Mila is also Mekalkel. And nevertheless, you need a Pasuk to be Matir. So who adin, that you can learn from this better, that Mekalkel B'chaburha is Chayev, and only by Mila it's Mutter. Oh! That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, if we say that by Chitu Ha'or, there is also a Malacha of Goizes, besides the Malacha of Choyvel, how does the Gemara know that the chiddush of the Torah to be mechayiv bris milah, meaning that if not for the fact that it were a mitzvah and it's mutar on Shabbos, bismano, it would be aser. Als choyvel, that's what the Gemara learns, that it's aser. Otherwise, stamp cutting is aser. Als choyvel, no! No, maybe the Torah needed to be matir. Mila, because it's goizes. That goizes mekalkel is chayiv, but goizes b'mila mekalkel is mutter. So, if the Shita Mekubetzes is correct, that there's an issue of goizes, then why does the Gemara assume that normally mekalkel b'chabura is aser and you need a heter by mila? Maybe mekalkel b'goizes is aser and you need a heter by mila. So what the Amudei Or does is he finds scenarios where there is no melacha of goizes, and that's what the Gemara is talking about, like noilad mohu, they have to atavis dam bris, or priya, that all you have is choyvel, you don't have goizes. So therefore, since you have mila that doesn't necessarily have goizes, but it always has choyvel, so we're mamad the chiddush by choyvel. Okay. Because it's always, chobel is always applicable. And there he's mitaritz b'inyan acher. So that's the first kasha. The first kasha is, well, how does the Gemara know that it's dafka chabura that's aser b'makalkil? Maybe it's goizes that's aser b'makalkil. V'oi tomu misugias ha'gimore b'shabis b'daf kuflamid ha'umid beis sh'agmara mevi'a b'raita shel Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The kol shesho shloishim yoim. Einoi nefo. That if the person is around for 30 days, he is not a stillborn. He is a viable baby. Frek di gemore. Oh, wait a second. You want to say that if he wasn't shoyha shloishim yoyim, then he's a suffix nefil? Only 30 days gives you the status of being an ois nefil. But if it's less than 30 days, then the din is, if he didn't wait 30 days, then he's a suffix nefil. How do we do the Brits Mila Rashi Shum Cotton Bioimashmini Bishabis? How do we mal any cotton on Saturday? Dilma Nefel, who maybe he's a stillborn, he's not Chazi Lamul, and he's not Roi for Brits Mila. The Oise Chabura Shaloy Lishem Mitzvah. And it turns out that you're doing a chabura chas v'shalom shaloi l'shem mitzvah. So how do you do bris mile? And for the gemore, omer abahad abarahavo, molen oisoi mimonof shoch, im chayhu, shapir komohil, v'im lav, mechatech bebosor hu. You mal him, mimonof shoch, it works out both ways, however you spin it. If it's a viable child, It's a good bris milah. And if not, if chas shalom, it's not a viable child, baby, then you're just cutting into flesh. So it's not a chabura at all. It's just cutting into basar. Chabura is not a live person. It's not a live person. Either it's a live person and it's a mitzvah, and it's bris milah, or it's just mechatech b'basar and it's golnish. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel hagemore. ואם נאמר, אומרים האחרונים, שבמילה יש גם איסור של גוזז, let's say by mila you have an איסור גוזז, then עוזר לתירוצי דרב עדו, then רב עדו ברהבז תרץ, נופל פיתו בבירו. The pita fell in the boar. We lost רב עדו ברהבז תרץ, that מולנוי סיימן מונפשוך. because this mimon of shach is only effective klapei choivel. There we say very well that if it's dead, then it's not shayach chabura and there's no choivel. But this mimon of shach is not shayach by isil goizes, because by meleches goizes we have even by a mace, like the Rambam Paskins in the ninth parak of Hilchas Shabbos in the seventh halacha, Hagoizes tzemer oiseor bein min achai bein min hames afilu min asher shalem chayov. So he says that even if one is goizes tzemer oiseor from dead, the din is that he's chayov. So you see that there's a problem of goizes even by a mace. So then we're back to our original kasha of the Gemara, if the Shita Mukubetzis is correct. How are you doing bris milah an 8 day old? Maybe it's going to be goizes. On the tzad that it's a nefil, it's goizes. And even if you hold that be'emes, it's, there's no isur of goizes, ayin be'amudei ol sham b'simet tzad yivov u'bebiur halocha b'tchilat siman shin mem b'sof dibur ha-matchil v'chayav. Nevertheless, it would appear that b'nefel l'kulei alma shayich din goizes. Okay, it's not only chidush of the Rambam here. By a nefel, by a mamish, a dead person, so then it's only according to the Rambam, to the Rambam's chidush, or maybe others, but not everybody will hold their way. But by a nefel l'kulei alma, there's a din goizes. Because in the Tosefta, Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, we see that there, by a nefil, there's a din of Evel Min HaChai. Wow. It's not considered Mamish Dead, it's considered Evel Min HaChai. We see this in a number of places. And that's not like the Minchas Chinuch asserts in the Koimetz Mincha and Simin Tof Nun Beis. In other words, it's enough b'chius kol duhu sheyesh lo le'inyan isura de'ever min hachai. The little bit of chius suffices for us to create an iser ever min hachai. And it's mistaber that just like this chius is effective with respect to the din of ever min hachai, so too would be effective with respect to the din of goizes. And then kim tzirik the kasha, how are you mal the cotton, and we're not choishesh that the cotton is a nefel and you're doing a goizes shalo letzorech. So this is a problemo. So these are the two he'oros that we had, or tzmios atzumos better, on this chidush of the Shita Mekubetzis, these two gemoras. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal b'Yishuv Kushya Zu, that in the Yeshua Siyankif in Eure Chayim in Simin Tov Kuf Chof Vov Si'if Dalit, he's Tomeya that we paskin la halacha that even the Divrei Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that if the Vlad dies within the 30 days, Chalitza is required. It's considered that there was no child, and Chalitza is required because it's a suffix. Nevertheless, if this woman gets up and marries a Kohen, she is permitted to remain with him without chalitza, because min ha-teira we are soimech on the roiv, and roiv are not nefallen. Roiv babies are not stillborns, they're not nefallen. So therefore, if the child, the baby dies, rachmana litzlan, within 30 days, yes, chalitza is required. And it's sad that it was in nefil, and if it was in nefil, then chalitza would still be required. But if instead the woman went ahead and married a Kohen, and Kohen to us or to a Chalutza, so what we say is that we're samech on the roiv, that the roiv are nefalim, and it's only midrabanan that Rav Shimon Gamliel was choshesh for the mute hamatsui of nefalim, like Tosis writes in Nida on 44b, ubeishes koyein nitei oser olav im tachloitz by an eishes koyein, that an iser is going to be created if chalitza is performed. Ukmuo ad de'oiraisa. So we establish this on the din de'oiraisa, and they are allowed to remain together, and we assume that the child was not a nephil, it was a viable child, no chalitza is necessary, and she can stay with her Mr. Cohen. And if so, yesh l'tumaya. My polchinen l'gabei lulav. What are we asking l'gabei lulav by suffolk? How do we do a bris milah? If we're choishesh for a miut of nefalim, then there will no longer be a mitzvah of milah on Shmini b'Shabbos. Because you can always say, oh, maybe the child is a nefil. And we can say that because it's loy efsher, ukmuha adeoiraisa. Otherwise, there's going to be no milah. We know there's milah on Shemini on Shabbos, but how are you going to do it? Because you're always choshish for an eifel. So it must be that we're mamir al deoiraisa and we're samech on the rob that's not nefallen. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you do bris milah? Maybe it's a nefil. So the answer is, if it's a nefil, it's an impossible situation. You're never going to be able to do bris milah. So memela, what we say is, we're samech on the rov, we're mamid on the doiraisa. That rov nefalim, rov lodos are not nefalim. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal by milah b'sveka hechim ha'alinon? V'chai gavna koshe. We have a similar kasha with regard to the din of Tumas Koyen. Because in Shulchan Aruch Yoyredeya Simen Shin Ayin Gimel, Hu Pasak, De Mitame Livnoi Ulevitoi, De Kimlei Shekoluloi Chadoshov, O Shehem Mishloishim Yoim Vo'eilach. That by Tumas Koyen, he can become Tomei to his son and daughter, because we assume that they went the full 9 months. Or, if they are 30 days and more, and then you see they're viable. So no matter what, the Koyen can become Tomei to his son and daughter. In the name of the Gro, the question is asked, what's the reason we're choshesh l'sofik nefil b'seich lamed yoyim? Why are we choshesh for a doubtful nefil within 30 days? Ha'ika mitzvahs esei litamei l'kroivim v'neimad mishum bitul mitzvah havalei di'eved. The samchin and aruba the lav nefalim, v'chayeche the kaimel and v'nitz lekoyin eino choyletzes. Says the Gra, let's say you don't know shekalu lechadoshev. You don't know shekalu lechadoshev. If kalu lechadoshev lo chadoshev, it went the full 9 months. So assume that it's beseder. If it's shloshim yoyim ve'elach, assume it's beseder. But let's say you don't know shekalu lo chadoshev. What's the din? The din is that you're not allowed to become tummy. The coin is not allowed to become tummy to this child that we don't know shekalu lo chadoshev, and it's not yet 30 days. So if so, ask the Gro, I don't understand. Why are we choshish for a suffolk nefil within 30 days? There is a mitzvah's essay to become tamid koivim. So, since we're dealing with a bittul mitzvah here, it's b'diavad. So let's be ma'amid adoi raisa, and let's be samich on the robe that's not nefalim. Just like we paskin that woman who gets married to the kohen doesn't do chalitza. So those are the two kashas. The one kash is in the Gemara in Shabbos. What's the Gemara asking? The Gabe Mila b'Safek, how do we do the Bris Mila? The answer is Ramamid Adoy Raisa. Just like we find by a woman who's Meisavlat Toy Chlamit. Ramamid Adoy Raisa. If her mother got married to, if the baby's mother got married to a Kohen, and no chalitza is going to be necessary because the roiv are not nefalim, and also b'din Tumas Kohen. If the baby isn't yet 30 days and you don't know that a kol chadash, how can you be chosish for a suffik nefal? There's a mitzvah to the tamid koivim. Let's be mamad adoy raisa and say that the baby is not a nefal, just like we pass him by nisis lekohen ain't a choletzis. So, to answer this, you have to go to a chiddush of the Dogu Meirivov on Yeridei and Simen Tesvov. But even though we paskin like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Meir, that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Odif, and we don't say Smoch Miu to the Chazaka, we don't combine the Miu to the Chazaka. Rather, we say Rov and Chazaka, Rov beats the Chazaka, and we're not masmich the Miu to the Chazaka to beat the Rov. Nevertheless, b'makom, to have a Miu, tam motsui, in an instance where it is a common miut, b'makom shu miut hamatsui, where it's a common miut, like by nefalim, even the way we paskin, like the rabbanon, we say smoch miut lechazaka midor raisa. The yisod of the machlokes between Reb Meir and the rabbanon is if we say smoch miut lechazaka, that the Rabbanan hold that miut is commanded lesei dami, the miut doesn't, as if it doesn't exist, because the din roiv is mevarir the suffik meikaroi, and it's misalek the tzada miut shekeven shenistalek has suffik. There's no chazaka to talk about anymore, because the roiv was misalek the suffik. Chazaka you only talk about when there's sveikus. The roiv was misalek the chazaka, there is no suffik. What was misalik the suffik? There is no suffik. There is no suffik. There's no chazaka. It's a big yisod. Chazaka is only shaykh when there's a suffik. Roiv is misalik the suffik. There's no chazaka. Memela, there's no miut to talk about. That's shitas rabbonon. Reb Meir holds that miut is command the isay, because the din roiv is only b'toras psak v'anhaga b'makom suffik, and he holds the miut does exist. Roiv is a psak, it's an haga, but it's not a, doesn't remove the suffik. And since there's still a suffik, you can have a psak of chazaka. So the psak of chazaka stands against the psak of roiv. Roiv should win. But then you take the miut and you combine it with the chazaka and it beats the roiv. For koya psak shel chazaka, can I get a psak shel roiv? Lahachi avale palgo palgo. Why it's a Rameir is choshesh for the miut together with the chazaka. So on that the Gomer is a chadesh, that if it's a miut hamatsui, there we say smoch miut to the chazaka. Because there you can't say the chiddush that miut is commanded lesei dami, that the miut doesn't exist and it's mizbata legamre, because it's a miut hamatsui. So that we're not mizbata legamre. And Mimela, if it's a miut hamatsui, the rov is only b'taris psak, b'taris anhaga. And then you mitzarif to that psak, to that chazaka, that beaten by the roiv, you mitzarif the miut, and memela we have to be choshish for that miut with the chazaka. The psak of the chazaka contradicts the psak of the roiv. Now in Torah Skoyhanim, cited by the Rif at the beginning of Hilchos Tumah, we darshan from the pasuk that alavadei umetame a koin the koyv veinu metame ala sofik. Koin's only metame vadai, but if you have a sofik, he's allowed to be metame, it's not metame. Frekt denemuke Yosef. Why do I need a pasuk to be memayet sofek? Hapshita to be sofek lo yuchal liyitame. The sveka dairaisa lechomer. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if it's a sofek, whether or not he's allowed to become tame, that he shouldn't become tame. It's pasuk that he doesn't become tame because it's sveka dairaisa lechomra. So what's the chiddush of the Torah's koyhanim? So the answer is that the chiddush of the pasuk is that the din of tumas kroivim we need vadai, like we find asiri vadai, mamzer vadai. So too tumas kroivim we need vadai. Nafkamina b'makom safek, you're not allowed to become tamei, even if you have a din psak v'anhaga to assume that this is a relative. But still, if there's a suffix involved, then you're now allowed to become tamei. That's the chiddush, that by tumas kroivim you need vadai. And a psak and anhaga to assume he's a karov is not enough. So according to this, we understand very well why you're not soimech and roiv that are not nefalim. And we asked earlier, why aren't we soimech and the roiv nefalim? When the relative of a kohen dies within 30 days, when the son or the daughter dies within 30 days. So the answer is that we see from Dagul Meiravava that if it's a miyut hamatsui, it's not shayich, the din of miyut hakamanda lese. Behainu beirul shel roiv hamoyel asalik sofik meikaro. That all you have, if there's a miyut hamatsui, is a din psak and haga, but the sofik is still in place. And that's enough. That's not enough to make it into a vadai. There's still a suffix. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the only time you're metame is if avri shloshim yom or kimle shekolo chadosha, but stam, less than 30 days, you're not allowed to become tame. Why aren't you allowed to become tame? Because you need toiras vadai to become tame to kroivin. V'achinami, we can say legabe milo. It says in Shabbos, 134b, Tanur Rabbanu Alasar Vaday Alasar Alasar Vaday Deichas Shabbos Alasar Sofik Deichas Shabbos. So only a Vaday Alasar Deichas Shabbos, not a Sofik. Frek Toisvis Lama Dikala Maite Ein Sofik Deichas Shabbos Heche Teisa Gadaitin Lechal Shabbos Mi Sofik. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if it's a Sofik or Arla? Ma Pitom Why would you think you could be Mechal Shabbos Mi Sofik? So apparently we can answer that we dash him in the pasuk that we require toiras vadai for the heter of milan Shabbos. But besafik, mila is not toiras Shabbos, even if it's shayich to have a psak and an hoga of a roiv. Because sof, it's not vadai, since the sofik has not been completely nullified. According to this, it would appear that the Gemara had a very good kasha when it said, how are you mal the child within 30 days, and you're not samech and rov nefalim? Why? Because you need a vadai orla. And then we don't have to have to deal with the kasha of the Yeshua Siyankiv, who says we have to do mila within 30 days, otherwise mila is going to be batal agamre. So it's because you never be able to do it on Shabbos. So therefore you have to be samech on the roiv that are not nefalim. But based on what we said, we can answer that gabe mila, this roiv is not going to help us. Why? Because this roiv is not a din beirul. The Kuli Am, like the Dagul Meiravava says, and Gabe Mila, you need Vadai. So you need Vadai by Tumas Kroivin, you need Vadai by Bris Mila, and Memela, Roivs don't help us. So Roiv are not Nephilim, are not going to help us. So yeah, therefore, you have to make sure the child is 30 days old in order to be Tomei, to come Tomei to the child, or Kolo Chadashev. And when it comes to Bris Mila, you have to, the Gemara is a very good kasha. How are you doing the Bris Mila? It It's a suffik orli, and how did the bris milah on a suffik orli? And don't tell me you have an hagga to follow the rov. That's not enough for us. You need Torah's vaday. So according to this, we can say that the kash of the gemara of mimho heichim mahalinon, how are we doing the bris milah, is not only a libet of Reb Shimon Gamliel, who's choishesh for the suffik of nefil b'sarich lamed yom, like we saw for the miyur hamatzei of nefalim, but even according to the Rabbanan, all that you're somech on the rov that are not nefils, we can also ask this kasha. The Gemara's kasha also fits with the shitas chachamim, because they agree that the tinvade that was mischadish b'roiv, that the suffik goes away the gamre, and the tzad amir is misbatel, is not shaykh in an instance where there's a mir hamatzui, and only din roiv mitoras, and it's only din roiv mitoras psak v'anagam makom suffik, and he paskin like the rov, only that's shaykh. So there the rabbis argue the Shimon Gamliel and say that you're somech on this din, even if it's a miyut amatzah, and you're not choshish for the miyut. So you're allowed to follow the Torah's psak, the Torah's hanoga. But that doesn't make it into a vadai, even according to the rabbis. So yeah, Shimon Gamliel is choshish for the miyut amatzui, and the rabbis are not choshish for the miyut amatzui. But if there's a miyut amatzui, that's not going to be vadai. So therefore, if you have a case of Nephalim, if you have a case of a child within 30 days, and you're specific if the child's a Nephil, even though Rov isn't, but still, it's not a Vaday Orla, and therefore you can't do the Bris Milah. That's what the Gemara's Kasha is. How are you Mal Misafik? So this goes on and gets better and more exciting. And Amir Tzishem, we will continue this Mahalach in the next year, and we will see Beli Neder, I hope, continuing in flows Mitoras Hashem Yisborach. And I thank you so much for listening. It was amazing. So to summarize, we had Akasha. What's the Gemara asking? How you do Bris Milah? Why can't you? Because it's maybe the child's not viable, and therefore it's Aser. What's the Gemara? Because the child's a Nefel. What's the Kasha? Why are you Samech on the Roif? And the answer is, Roif doesn't help us when it comes to Orla, because Orla has to be B'Torah's Vaday. And Roif doesn't make a Torah's Vaday if there's a Meir HaMatzeh. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll continue. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends.